My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's up, y'all?
It's time for some lunchtime confessions. I guess I'm not familiar enough with the music, so I was waiting for it to keep going.
Oh, you were waiting
then,
for the end.
And then there was this like gospel type hum, and I'm like, all right, is it gonna kick on again? Yeah. Or like, I wasn't sure what was going on there. So, and then Figgy kind of gave me the clue of, hey, stupid, start talking. So, it's time for lunchtime confessions. Who wants to go first, or should I go first? Figgy, you gonna go first?
I can go first.
All right, you hit it.
These are my confessions. So, EA Sports, I don't know if you guys heard, but they're releasing NCAA.
Oh, you think?
2025. Mm-hmm. I think 2025 this year. I can't wait to buy it. But they released their top 10 toughest places to play on the game. So, if you haven't played that game before, depending on where you're playing that, the crowd could be, like, really loud, and it could kind of throw your game off a little bit.
Yeah.
So, this is the top. I'm kind of calling cap on this top 10. And so I'm going to go through the top 10 real quick. So, number 10 is Florida. Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Florida State. Number 8 is Oklahoma. Number 7 is Wisconsin. Number 6 is Penn State. Number 5 is Georgia. Number 4 is Ohio State. Number 3 is LSU. Number 2 is Alabama. Number 1. Texas A&M.
I saw this.
The toughest place to play.
See, that
one right there, I'm kind of calling cap on that. I came front. Number one.
I get it. And I think what they're looking at is, I went to A&M. And as some people know, it's not the toughest. I think what they're doing is the coolest. A&M is one of the coolest places you'll ever watch a college football game. It's not the toughest. And I went there. I think it's tough. You know,
how many people's Caulfield hold down?
105. I still go to games, and it's tough. But it also depends on how good is the team. Because right now, Georgia's the toughest place to play. You know, Georgia is the toughest place to play.
Yeah, Georgia.
Because they're good.
Yeah, Georgia. And some people say LSU is tough to play in LSU.
It is. See, now, Michigan, the big house, has always been called, one of the toughest places to play. And I've been to a number of games there over the years. It's not tough. It's just really cool.
What about the horseshoe?
The horseshoe, when they're good, is the tough. You have to distinguish between, how good is that team in that given year?
Yeah, I think it's the time of the year, too.
Yeah.
Can make it tough, but
playing in Columbus in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Ohio State's a top 5 team, that's going to be a tough place to play.
Yeah, that's definitely tough.
If you're saying it's the coolest place to play in the country, I wouldn't argue A&M too much. I think USC is cool. Michigan's cool, but how good is the team that year? Like right now, Michigan is one of the toughest.
USC should be on the list because the Coliseum is a dump. Yeah. And your facilities are awful.
Yeah.
That makes it tough to play.
Yeah, well, that too. That depends on how you look at it.
And I think they should be on the list of top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know about the number one place, the toughest place in the game.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
I would think Hawaii would be a tough place to play because, man, you get
You're thinking more in terms of,
who the hell wants to play football, man? There's stuff to do.
Yeah.
We're going to surf. We're going to go to, like, the pineapple plantation. Yeah. We're going to, like, you know, I mean, there's so much to go to the War Memorial. Like, yeah. There's so much stuff to do. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to have a luau
every day. Players do any of that stuff.
Why the hell are we playing football again? There's stuff to do.
They're not going
to
let the players.
According to Deion Sanders, Houston is a tough place to play.
Yeah.
When he didn't want his kids to go out in Houston at some point.
There's another reason why for that.
That's
though.
Because James Harden already taught them where all the trap places
are.
Watch this.
All right, so this blew me away, and I got to confess, I have never, ever heard this before. All right, so in Texas, some people say dinner for the last meal of the day, and some people play supper, say supper. In other parts of the country, it's only supper or it's only dinner, but in Texas, it's kind of weird. Some people say dinner, some people say supper. But the middle meal of the day, yesterday, I heard someone say dinner instead of lunch. What are we doing?
What foreign country are they?
what are we doing? I get breakfast, lunch, and then some people say dinner or supper. But someone said yesterday, well, I'm going to have dinner, and then I don't know what we're going to have for supper. What? They called lunch dinner?
Drugs bad.
I'm telling you, man. Wait, do people do this? 713-5724. Do you call your middle meal dinner?
Shouldn't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
Like, I've never heard, like...
Like in the Northeast and in the West Coast, like what some people say... The Northeast is more supper,
isn't
it?
It's lunch and dinner.
It's all it is?
When you get up into, like, New England, you know, like up into
Maine...
Then
they say supper?
They might say supper up there, but, like, downstate New York, we say dinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you get through, like, Philly, Maryland, it's dinner.
Yeah.
The idea of calling lunch dinner... And then dinner, supper. Like, you have two dinners?
Yes.
That's not the definition of a lunch, though, man, or dinner.
Maybe they got dropped on their heads as a kid. Man. I don't know. Because I don't know anyone. I have never
I didn't either until yesterday.
That.
Yes.
That is straight up drug use. That's all that is. Watch this. I know that when a player no longer is on your team, you're not really supposed to openly root for them.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, I mean, I was in the building the day they announced they were calling him up. I have always been a fan of him from the days where he didn't really want to talk because he was nervous about talking to the media to Club Astros. I am always going to be a fan of this guy and root for this guy.
And here's George Springer. Springer hits it a long way to left field. It is gone! And five batters in, it is 5-0 for the Blue Jays. What a first inning.
Now, Georgie's having a tough year this year. But against the South Bronx Slumlords... George Springer yesterday, 3-for-3, 2 3-run homers, six ribs.
Come on now.
Scored twice as the White Walkers of Toronto put it on the Slumlords 9-2. And I will always be a fan of George Springer. He's having a terrible season. And I hope that he finds a way to turn it around. That contract is something that people in Toronto are really worrying about. Him seeming to deteriorate so quickly. He's dealt with a lot of injuries since going up there, and that is one of the worst surfaces in baseball. They still have that, you know, the hard turf surface up there in what used to be Sky Dome. But man, I'll always be a fan of George Springer, even though he no longer represents H-Town. He was one of my favorite people to cover here, and anytime you see him, especially when he's sticking it to the Yankees. It is awesome.
There is nothing wrong with what you just said. Absolutely. Cover of SI, the whole nine yards, the start of it all. Nothing wrong with that at all.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I gotta confess, man, I probably shouldn't feel sorry for this guy, but I kind of feel sorry for Bronny, man.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I would want to play with my dad. I feel like he never really moved out the house. I feel like he always been in the house the whole time. And with this NBA draft, I would have probably wanted to go somewhere else and not play.
But it wasn't gonna happen. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I just feel so bad for him, man. Like, send me to Miami. If Rich Paul is my
wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, let me go to Miami, Dad. Like, just imagine, you know, NBA players like to go out and all this stuff. Just imagine trying to go out with some teammates and your dad.
Oh,
is
come
right
on,
there,
yeah.
Man.
Like, hey, let's go as a squad.
Yeah, let's go to a strip club.
Can I?
Yeah.
Even something like that would be worse.
Yeah, so I'm like, man, I don't want to be on the same team. I don't even want to work with my wife. I don't want to work with my mother, my dad. Like,
could you imagine playing on a team with your dad?
I couldn't. I couldn't. Let me. Yeah.
What would it be? What team? What sport would it be in? And what would it be like?
It would probably be, my dad was good in basketball, so it would probably be basketball. I would probably be Bronny because my dad was actually pretty good, but I would be the Bronny of that one.
Oh, my goodness. But would you trade that if you're Bronny? All that stuff that you have to give up for playing in the NBA? Yeah, because it's your only chance.
Oh, that's it.
It's your only chance.
Yeah. Man, I am so ZFG on the fact that he got drafted. You know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
Glad he's going to get to play. Glad he's going to get to play with his dad. It's probably the coolest freaking thing you could think of as a 19-year-old kid. I have no idea how long his career will last, but he is going to have one of the most awesome memories, and so is LeBron, of being the first father-son combo to play together in the NBA.
Yeah.
Good for them. It's better for the other teams if they play together because we know he's not that player yet. But I do think it's a really cool storyline for their family. He's an NBA icon. Man, just let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm getting the most irrational dislike of Jared McCain there is. Jared McCain, if you don't know, drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers. We talked about it yesterday, how unintimidating this entire draft class is in the NBA, like how weird it is. And it's not just a my age thing. It's not just yesterday wasn't just a B. Scott age thing, and he's only 35. Figgy agreed. Like, I just don't get this generation. Figgy, do you see what happened about 10 minutes ago?
Our guy from Philly?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. I'm looking at it now.
Dude has 2.9 or 3 point whatever million TikTok followers. I don't understand it. I get it's a moneymaker. He just dropped. Keep in mind, he got drafted by Philadelphia. Philadelphia. And he just dropped this TikTok. What are we doing?
In the jersey and everything.
In the jersey with his signature dance.
I think this is great for the NBA, man, because they want that type of crowd.
I think
he gonna bring that type of crowd, man.
What are we doing? That's Philadelphia, man.
Is there
they're going to eat him alive.
like, did he bring a fruit basket? What is that?
That's what he does.
What
That's
the hell like is his he signature. Doing? Is that like is it like a video game dance or something?
What is that, Figgy?
I don't know. I know he make Odell Beckham Jr. look like Suge Knight.
I mean, all he needs is the fruit basket on his head.
He does.
You know, and the yellow dress, and it's perfect.
I don't understand it. They're going to eat him alive if he doesn't play.
Is he going to sing the Chiquita Banana song?
Exactly.
I will say this. If he's good, if he's really good and balling out,
yeah,
that I think that's great for the NBA because that's the type of crowd they're trying to bring in.
Yeah.
These TikTok fans that are not NBA fans.
Could you imagine what Kevin Durant would say to him on
basketball? Oh, my God. And Kevin Durant has been called, like, out there a little bit.
I mean, hell, could you imagine what Kevin Garnett would say to him on a basketball?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, damn.
What are we doing?
That's
they can't
nuts.
Be in the same room.
What are we doing?
That dude's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Give me one more, Fig.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
You know, I grew up a Knicks fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I disavowed the Knicks after their idiot owner, James Dolan, decided to have Charles Oakley arrested because, you know, James Dolan's a bully. Well, the Knicks made a trade with the Dallas Mavericks yesterday that you're going to die when I tell you this. This is hysterical. And this is so Knicks. It's so on brand. So they traded the 51st pick in the draft to the Dallas Mavericks. And they received back a player named Petteri Kapanen.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the 30th overall pick in the draft in 2007.
Yeah.
Kapanen.
What's wrong with that?
He's now a coach for the Spurs. And they just acquired his contract as a player.
Now, why would this be happening?
Somehow they took the cash off of the Mavs books and put it onto their books. They traded the 51st pick to Dallas in exchange for the 58th pick and Kapanen's rights.
Mm-hmm.
This dude's never playing. He even put out a tweet or a post, whatever you want to call it. I'm honored, but I'm still going to honor my commitment with the Spurs. Of course, a financially ridiculous offer could change things. Plus, I got the new hip. I'm ready. I mean, how is this guy's salary even on books?
No,
why do you want it?
No, the story is, how is this allowed to happen?
And why do you want... Like,
why can this happen? The NBA, they're trading picks in 2031. Like, the Spurs traded a 2031
draft pick. I saw that, and I was like, what the hell
is the NBA? And then they still do the trades after you're wearing someone else's hat? Like, this is just stupid, man. This is just... By the way, mini confession within this confession, and I know we're going to move on here. Why are you still doing that? Why is the second round a thing? Like, if it wasn't for Bronny James, their ratings might be zero. Like their ratings might be zero.
Yeah, I don't know why they made
Nobody
it.
Nobody knows any of these players.
None
being drafted.
Of them. And they separated it to a separate day.
They drafted.
That's what I mean. This is the first time they made it 2 days.
Yeah.
Usually it was the first round, and then the second round comes, and the TV coverage kind of drops off, or they're pretty much all focused on the first round.
They're just
and they got
dumb.
The ticker.
Yeah.
But having it as a full second day so that we could all watch Bronny go to the Lakers, like everybody knew
that's
he was going to
the
Lakers.
That's the only reason there's going to be any rating.
And right after that, they drafted some NBA, somebody from an NBA academy in Africa.
Yeah.
It's just like, who is this guy? I never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
It'll be like drafted a French guy in the 1990s.
What's that?
Coming up next, you know, this might be the strangest story of the NBA draft in the loop.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!